The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry on WSOY Decatur.
Good morning and welcome back to the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Buyers & Company. Mike Claiborne has been with us all year long with the Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. We can talk about the math. We can talk about the Vegas odds. We can talk about what it would take to come back down 3-0 to win all this. But your thoughts this morning, bats have got to come to life. Our pitching hasn't been that bad, but a frustrating series for Cardinals fans.
I think frustrating is a good start. What's going on? It hasn't gone well at all. Let's face it. The offense has been non-existent. Last night, we saw a couple of defensive chinks in the armor. The bullpen for the first time really wasn't as good as it needed to be. It's a combination of things. But, at this point, Brian, you don't worry about winning the series. You just worry about winning the next inning and then the inning after that and the inning after that. And you hope that by the end of the game, you won more innings than Washington. Because if you think any further, then you're doing yourself a disservice because, the urgency is now.
Yeah, but is it possible to do that at this level, or do people just give up? Is there still fight left in this team? I mean, when you look at the 37 years, it's happened one time, in 2004 with the Red Sox and the Yankees, almost insurmountable odds, you would think. Is it easy to stay focused just on this game today?
I don't think you have a choice. I think, and I saw Mike Schilt last night after the game, I said, well, you got them right where you want them. I mean, you just have to go in and just play. I think one of the things that's important here is you have to have what I call a professional effort. You have to show up. This is your job. This is what you do. This is what you're expected to do. This is why you're paid the money you are. It's like any other profession. Just like you may not feel like you're having a good show, but you have to show up tomorrow and turn in a professional effort. And I think that's what this team has to do. And it's really coming down to this. Just do your job. Don't worry about what the other guy's doing. Don't worry about what the lineup says. Just do your job. And if you do that, you have a fighting chance. If it's happened once, it can happen again.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But people forget that Red Sox team went on to sweep the Cardinals in four games
exactly.
In the World Series. They won 8 in a row, which is there. How do you feel overall, though? I mean, we're back in the thick of things. We had a great last half of the season. It seems like we're not that far off to being exactly what we need to be. I know we had, a little time out of the playoffs. But for Cardinal fans, I mean, we have to have realistic expectations as well. I mean, we're here in the National League Championship Series.
Yeah, you're right. And that's something – I felt like we could win the division. I think you and I talked about that at the beginning. But once you get a taste of the winning around, you say, well, why not us? Why can't we continue? Well, it's not working that way. And then what happens is you start thinking about why aren't we doing better? Who's the fault? I'm not sure if there's one person, but I think you have to look at your roster and say, all right, how are we going to get to the next level next year? What do we need? Who are we going to move? And, what can we do? And I think that's something that's going through the minds of a lot of people now, because when you strike out 16 times in a game, that ought to tell you that maybe you got some holes in your approach as far as offense is concerned. There were a couple of plays last night that weren't charged as errors that should have been. And you have to ask yourself the question about, all right, who do you want to bring back? And, how can we be better in defensively? So, it's just one of those situations now where you just have to you can't worry about next year. As I said, you have to worry about the next at-bat, the next inning. But, there's obviously got to be some things done differently for next year.
Yeah. I always have worried about the bats going quiet. I mean, this seems to be the Cardinal way these days. Yep. You score 13 runs, and it's almost like a guaranteed jinx. You're not doing anything the next three or four games.
Well, we've scored two since then. And, one of the other things is, we have a terrible record after a day off. We're well in the 500. And, while people may need to rest and everything, there's a problem resetting the button to go back and play. I don't know how you fix that at this late stage, because your season is on the verge of elimination if you don't do something tonight. But, it's one of those deals where this inconsistency offense, Brian, has been with us since day one. I mean, this isn't – I tip my cap to the Washington pitching staff. But this offense has had problems since day one. They set a record as far as the strikeouts in a season, as far as the team is concerned. and there just hasn't been any consistency. We've seen Goldschmidt and Ozuna get hot for, three games against Atlanta in the entire year. Dexter Fowler has gone AWOL. This is a guy who really kind of helped jumpstart the offense at one point. He's got two hits since the end of September. So, you know, when you look at those sort of things, it's concerning. These are veterans. These are guys that you pay a lot of money to. These are the guys you think can pull you through it. And now that they don't have a good firm hold on the rope, nobody else does.
Great stuff, Mike, as always. Hopefully we're talking next week, and hopefully that we've got a miracle on our hands. And if not, we'll be recapping the season and looking ahead to 2020. Mike Claiborne.
Well, Ryan, I got nothing else to do next Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to talking to you.
All right, my friend. Enjoy your time and best of luck. And, you know, who knows?